Johnny Mac, you come here because you want to have a good time, right? It's a comedy podcast, and I'll do that for you. I had an episode recorded. I'm not going to air it. It had some stuff about Chris Rock and Rowan Atkinson and Mr. Bean, and I'll use a lot of the material at some other time. This bit you're hearing me record right now, it's about 4 in the afternoon on Wednesday. I'm staring at the TV, just stunned like all of us. So I don't want to run that episode. That episode had some President Trump jokes from the late night shows in it as well. I never want to be tone deaf on the show. So I thought what would be the move here is just to address things really quickly at the top and just let you know I'm handing in a generic episode on purpose. Today's episode will be about one of my favorite TV shows, What We Do in the Shadows. Let's all take in the world and we'll see what's up tomorrow. Here's the generic episode. I want to talk about one of my favorite shows, What We Do in the Shadows. This is the vampire thing on FX that you should be watching, and you definitely should seek out the original movie. From the New York Times, when Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi, hope I got his name right, wrote and directed the mockumentary What We Do in the Shadows, that the movie. They played century-old vampires in Wellington, New Zealand, struggling with their unending lives and the frustrations of modern times. They were asked, when did vampires enter into it? Clement said, we had played this thing on stage one time, and we all went to do a show where one of us was on stage playing a vampire, doing vampire jokes. The only one I remember, and then he starts doing a ridiculous accent. Should I do it here? No, I'll just read it. I just flew from Transylvania, and boy, my arms are tired because they were wings, and I flew all the way. See, that's really funny. I think that was Taika doing that. And then I'd get up from the audience dressed as a vampire too, and I'm heckling him. Nerdist says about the television version that that is the future of sitcoms, allowing a group of vampires living in present-day Staten Island. What We Do in the Shadows is an absurd, fantastical series that is nevertheless wholly rooted in reality. Nandor, Nadja, and Laszlo are an ancient trio of vampires who arrived on Staten Island with plans of conquering the new world, but over the course of 200 years in America, their plans fell by the wayside as they cheered on the 92 Dream Team and formed a folk group. My favorite character, energy vampire roommate Colin Robinson, resembles a human, but he can drain a person of their energy with a single boring conversation. I love the energy vampire. It is my favorite thing. Nerdist says, What We Do in the Shadows' strongest asset is its loosely connected narrative. The series largely uses contained episodes to dig deeper into its world, from their showdown with werewolves to their attempt to take over local government. It's the episodic formula that makes the show stand out. In contrast to the likes of the intricately mapped out The Good Place and the darkly funny Dead to Me, What We Do in the Shadows is a string of disconnected absurdities loosely threaded together and purposely so. What We Do in the Shadows' standout episode features Laszlo on the run, living under the assumed identity of regular human bartender Jackie Daytona. The goofy premise could never work with a more concentrated, overarching narrative, but it perfectly sums up the series' brilliance, taking offbeat or bizarre concepts and running with them wild for a whole episode. Yeah, this is pretty good. One of the vampires goes out to the Midwest somewhere and is a bartender, and Mark Hamill plays a rival vampire who's trying to kill him. It's a lot of fun. So back to the Times, who asked, were vampires part of your cultural upbringings? Clement said, I remember waking up at 5 years old and my parents were watching a horror movie. It was Scars of Dracula. There's a skeleton lying on a stone tomb. A bat flies in and drops blood on it, and it becomes Dracula again. It's ridiculous, but back then I was like, whoa, I had nightmares about vampires after that for years. Waititi says, I grew up in a tiny, tiny, tiny little fishing village on the east coast of New Zealand, basically the place where you take marlin to get weighed and then turn it into a cinema for 3 or 4 months. So when I was 7 or 8, I saw George Hamilton in Love at First Bite in this shed projected on a sheet. The creator said, not everyone on the set knew as much about vampires as they did. Jermaine said, a lot of the ideas in the first week, I'm just going, no, you can't do that. Vampires can't do that. One of the writers said, I wrote a fantastic joke where they were having appetizers that were leeches full of blood. And Clement said, well, they can't eat solid food. They were asked if it was bittersweet that the original Shadows movie was not more widely seen. Waititi said, how dare you? My mom saw it and she loved it. That's all I care about. And Clement said, I had the opposite experience because the idea came from when we weren't professionals at all. And it was really us just joking around with a bunch of our friends. It surprises me how many people have actually seen the movie. One of the takeaways of the show, humans are so stupid and boring and lazy that given the gift of immortality, you'd never get around to doing anything. You just put off everything. People have been alive for 5,000 years going, I've got forever to learn how to play violin. Why start now? Humans, they still carry on human nature into being an undead creature. All those hang-ups stay with you. Maybe we'll get some spinoffs here in the States. In New Zealand, Wellington Paranormal premiered in July 2018. It focuses on Officer Minogue and O'Leary from the What We Do in the Shadows film as they investigate spooky occurrences around Wellington in their familiar deadpan mockumentary style. Looper says another big screen endeavor could be on the way too. This would be a follow-up documentary about the oft-confrontational werewolf support group from the original What We Do in the Shadows movie, and that was led by Rhys Darby as Anton. They hope to reunite, and the spinoff would be called Werewolves. Gotta love that. So speaking about the energy vampire that is Colin Robinson, played by, I don't know how the actor says his name, I'm bad at names today, Mark Proch, I guess. He is the franchise's first American, as well as the first energy vampire. That is a creature who feeds not on blood, but on the psychic and mental energy of others by boring them half to death with dull conversation and unfun fun facts. If you have not seen What We Do in the Shadows, this is the boring guy at the office that comes by your cubicle and will not go away. Energy vampire is a term I've heard used to describe people who are difficult to talk to, and I've definitely been cornered by these people at parties. Those people that you feel like you need to be saved from, says Clement. Proch improvises most of the torturous dronings. Clement says a lot of it's not on the page. He can just do that endlessly. The structure of the show provides an opportunity for writers to really explore what daily life is like for an ageless being, and the answer to that question is it's boring and monotonous. The show's biggest influence isn't monster movies. It's The Office. This is how I always describe the show to people. It's The Office, vampires. You should watch this. The Office was about the tedium of working in an office and nothing ever really changes, or when something changes, it quickly goes back to being tedious, says showrunner Paul Sims. In this show, it's sort of like take that and multiply it by hanging out with the same people for 200 years and being sick of each other. Part of what's funny about the show is these vampires had 200 years during which they could have done anything they wanted. They could have learned any language, written 1,000 books, become proficient in any musical instrument. And all they've really done is sat around and bickered with each other. What We Do in the Shadows. Seek out the movie. I love the TV show. I love the movie even more. Both are wonderful and would be a good thing for you to watch tonight if you need something to do. That is today's episode. If you were new, why don't you hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. You can also follow the podcast on Spotify. I do this 7 days a week. Thank you for listening and catch you tomorrow.